Now to Zimbabwe, where there's no chance for a fair presidential runoff election. That's the view of one human rights group, Human Rights Watch, which has issued a report documenting 36 politically motivated murders and another 2,000 victims of torture and intimidation in recent weeks. It puts the blame squarely on Zimbabwe's police and militants belonging to President Robert Mugabe's ruling party. We go now to NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton, who's across the border in South Africa following the events leading up to the election. And, Ophebia, this runoff is to be held at the end of the month. Is there any way that it can take place or take place fairly given the current climate of violence and intimidation?
Indeed, Renee, that's the big question. You have the opposition that's saying its campaign has been totally disrupted, that there's been violence since, in fact, the first round of the presidential vote. And that was back at the end of March. And it's not just the opposition saying it. It is organizations like Human Rights Watch, other watchdogs, and even the U.S. ambassador in Zimbabwe, James McGee, said last week that because of the violence, and this was after an attack on U.S. and British diplomats, that there is no way that this election can be free and fair. The government is saying that, everything is fine. People are interfering in internal politics and that the U.S., Britain and others should stop. So it depends who you speak to.
One group that thinks there is a problem there is the UN Security Council. It's meeting Thursday and will discuss the humanitarian crisis in Zimbabwe.
And indeed, the United States and the European Union are now calling for UN monitors to go to Zimbabwe, saying that this is the only way that the violence can end. So obviously there is a crisis, but you have President Robert Mugabe's government saying that the opposition is responsible for the violence and virtually everyone else saying that it is his militants and his police and his security forces that are responsible for a catalogue of abuse. So here we stand waiting to see whether it's going to be possible to hold these elections or not.
Is there anyone or any entity that can intervene at this point to resolve what's going on in Zimbabwe?
Well, you have had the Southern African Development Community apparently involved, trying to end the violence, trying to end the political standoff. But 2 weeks plus ahead of this presidential vote, nothing has ended. So this is why I think that you're getting governments, hostile governments, Robert Mugabe says, like the US, like Britain, calling on the United Nations to get involved. But at 2 weeks before the election, 2.5 weeks before the election, one wonders if this is possible. So you get Mugabe's opponents saying what he is hoping for is for a climate of fear and intimidation, and him saying that it's the opposition. So he says the security situation is untenable and he simply cancels this vote. That is what I'm hearing more and more, but we'll have to see.
Ophebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton following the presidential runoff election in Zimbabwe from Johannesburg.